After the full harvest moon on Monday night, the moon spends the rest of the week waning through its gibbous phase. Gibbous is the term we use to describe the phenomena of light on the moon's surface when it makes the moon appear convex on both edges, as opposed to one edge being concave like a crescent face. So what's so unique about this now? I'm Mary Stewart Adams, and this is The Storyteller's Night Sky. Now, during Monday's full phase, the moon opposed the sun. Now, every full moon occurs when the moon is opposite the sun, but now it's after autumn equinox. So this means that the sun is below the celestial equator, and for the first time since last winter, the moon is full above the celestial equator. So it's like the moon is trying to be the dominant light and to give mastery to the night. But even though it's dominant above the celestial equator, the moon doesn't radiate its own light. It only reflects. And what's more, the reflection gets less and less as the moon moves on through the night. Still, there's drama in the seasonal narrative when we add the stars, because just prior to autumn equinox each year, the tail of the constellation Hydra slips below the visible horizon in the west. Hydra is a serpent. And at the same time, the tail of the constellation Draco, the dragon, sweeps up northward overhead. Now, the thing about Draco is that it's always overhead, every night, wrapped around the Little Dipper as it coils through the stars. But each season, its tail points in a different direction. It's only now, after equinox, that it points due north. And just as the full moon begins to wane, it's as though now Draco can sound the call that serpents and dragons can take the stage. This is the reason why, in the Christian calendar, this is the right time for the feast of the Archangel Michael. Michael is known as the Dragon Slayer, and he's the one who wields power over what lies hidden and begins stirring in the heart of the night. His feast day is Saturday, September 29th. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stewart Adams.